This is In Demand. Example's on the line. Hi, Example.
Hello, fella. You all right?
Yeah, mate. What are you doing? Where are you? What's going on?
I'm in the middle of the countryside staring at a horse who looks like he's ready for a good put in a lasagna. I'm in a studio with Wretch 3-2, and we're working on a track for his new record.
Wow, wasn't expecting you to say that.
Well, yeah, I've had a busy week, actually. I've been doing songs with all sorts of people, like writing to people, featuring, because I've had quite a quiet few months in terms of productivity. I've just been working on my own stuff, and I haven't done any big features for a few years. You know, not since probably the last Wretch song or the last Calvin song that I featured on. So I'm back in the studio with as many artists as possible, just because I enjoy the collaborations.
All right, we'll talk about your single shortly, but this new tune you're working on today, what's the vibe? What's the feeling? Are you on it? What's going on there?
Yeah, I'm singing on the chorus. I just thought, me and Wretch, like, were thinking, his last two singles were great, but like I was saying to him, let's get some of that club banger action back in. You know, like his track Tractor, and like when we did Unorthodox.
Right.
It really worked in the clubs. So we've gone for, you know, so the drums are sounding a bit like Timbaland or Pharrell or something. So hopefully these songs see the light of day. That's the thing with recording. You make a song with someone and it sounds great, but then for whatever reason, sometimes they don't get, you know, like I did that song with Ed Sheeran like 18 months ago and everyone was excited about it. For some reason, it never came out.
Huh.
So it may still see the light of day, but that's the weird thing about music. Sometimes you record 50 songs in a year and only 15 of them are heard by the public.
There was one song you did with Ed Sheeran, the song about the chicken.
Yeah, that Nando song. Everyone was like, release it. It's had 20 million views, but I don't think it really makes sense.
Okay, now, hey, tell us about the new single. We're about to play it, mate.
Yeah, new single, One More Day, in brackets, Stay With Me. You know them annoying people who release songs with brackets in the title?
Yeah.
I've finally done it. After releasing 100 songs, I've decided to put brackets in a title.
What is that about? Is that because you just can't come up with one name or you've got two names
and
you don't know what to do?
I wanted to call the song One More Day, and then everyone's like, no, call it Stay With Me. And I was like, Stay With Me isn't as cool as One More Day. And then, because Stay With Me sounds like a Westlife song.
And you don't want that. All right, shall we get it on?
Please, yeah.
Would you like to introduce it for us?
Yes.
All right.
For example, and this is my brand new single, One More Day, open bracket, Stay With Me, close bracket.
Biggest hits, biggest stars.
You are now listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand, and there it is, the new track from Example, One More Day, bracket, Stay With Me, bracket.
Yeah.
Good tune, mate. How did that song come about?
Actually, I thought my album was done. You always think your album's done, and then right at the 11th hour, sometimes you tend to write songs out of nowhere. I did that my last record, out of nowhere. I wrote Say Nothing at the last minute. And we went, yeah, that's a single. And then I was like, who's this for? She write this for, like, Cheryl Cole? She write this for, I don't know, like a boy band, a girl band? And then I was just like, no, this is too good. I want to keep it for myself.
So you're saying that it's the crappy songs that you kind of give away. No, you can have that one. No, you take that one. I'm going to keep this one for myself.
No, I'm not saying that at all. I mean, some of the crappy songs I've given away have done well.
They still pay the bills, don't they? Hey, now it is the Monday after Easter. Did you get Erin a nice Easter egg? What did you get your wife for Easter?
Well, the thing is with Erin is she's like, she's even though she's really slim, she thinks she's fat, like all women. So you're like, I'm going to get you an Easter egg. She's like, no, don't give me an Easter egg. Get me a salad. And then we go out, you know, too much to drink. And the next morning she wants to order a Domino's. So typical woman.
Classic Erin, eh?
Hangover, get down Domino's. It's like, come on, woman, make your mind up. I could have got you a Maltesers egg.
Did you ever have any Easter little traditions as kids? Did your parents used to like hide Easter eggs around in the garden and stuff or anything like that?
Yeah, we did. We were into stuff like that, as I think most families are, aren't they? But like, I remember once going around to like the rich kid from school's house, and because there was only like one rich kid in my school, and I remember we went around to his house and there was like about 20 eggs in the garden, and they were like full-size eggs, you know, like. Whereas in our garden, my mum just used to get mini eggs and like put one little mini egg in the dirt.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
She didn't even wrap the mini egg in anything before she put it in the dirt. So you'd have to take like your little chocolate mini egg out of the thing, then give it a little brush off, maybe rinse it under the tap. And that was your Easter treat.
Oh, God, you think you had problems? My parents used to just wrap up stones and, you know, and foil.
paint stones like eggs.
Yeah, you know, if you know, after a couple, they tasted good.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for chatting, Elliot, and we'll talk to you soon, eh?
Yes, sir. I'll see you soon, mate. Bye-bye.
Cool. See you, mate.
Bye, Dave.